Level 2. Listening Section Part 1. Conversation 1.
I'm a bit concerned about my son's behavior in class. He seems to be very quiet and doesn't participate much.
I understand your concern, but sometimes it just takes time for children to feel comfortable in a new environment. He just joined our class.
I see. Do you think there's anything I can do to help him feel more confident?
Encouraging him to express himself at home might help. Also, reassuring him that it's okay to make mistakes can boost his confidence.
That makes sense. I'll try that. Thank you for your advice.
Of course. We'll also work on building his confidence in the classroom.
I really appreciate your support. It means a lot to us.
You're welcome. We're here to help and have a great time in the class.
Question 1. He doesn't like his classmates. 2. He is not doing well in his studies. 3. He is always causing trouble. 4. He is quiet and doesn't participate much in class. Question 2. Encouraging him to express himself at home. 2. Getting angry with him for not participating in class. 3. Ignoring his behavior and hoping it improves. 4. Telling him to stop being shy. Question 3. They became angry and expressed their frustration. 2. They ignored the advice and decided to handle the situation on their own. 3. They appreciated it and agreed to try the suggestions. 4. They expressed frustration and disappointment with the teacher's response. Question 4. They will help the child in building his confidence in the classroom. 2. They will be playing more fun games. 3. They will arrange play dates. 4. They will not take any action to help him.
Conversation 2.
We are going outside very soon. Let's change into our outdoor shoes. Please put your indoor shoes in the basket.
I don't like these shoes. They're too tight and they hurt my toe. I don't want to go outside.
Let me see. Oh, you are right. You are getting bigger and these shoes won't fit you anymore.
I think I need new shoes, bigger ones, because I will be 5 years old soon.
That's right. Let me talk with your mommy this afternoon.
Yay! I will get new shoes. We are going to the shoe shop.
Yes, you will. In the meantime, you can wear your indoor shoes today. We can wipe them when we are back. Make sure you don't forget.
Okay. I'll wear my indoor shoes to go outside.
Great choice. Now let's get ready and head outside for some fun. Remember, we have a special activity planned today. Maybe you'll discover something new and exciting.
Really? Hey Lisa, the teacher said we will have a special activity outside today.
Question 5. One. They are too big. Two. They are too small. Three. They are too dirty. Four. They are too colorful. Question 6. One. Buy the child new shoes. Two. Clean the child's shoes. Three. Tell the child's mommy. Four. Ignore the child's complaint. Question 7. One. Going to the park. Two. Having lunch. Three. Getting new shoes. Four. Meeting their friends.
Conversation 3.
I want to make a birthday card for my daddy. Can I have some paper, please?
Sure. What kind of paper would you like to use? Construction paper or origami paper?
I think I want to use both because my daddy is so special and I want to surprise him.
I'm sure you will love it. Let's see what kind of materials we can use to make your card special.
Oh, look. I think we can use that ribbon we used during art time yesterday.
Why not? Can you get some scissors so that we can cut the ribbon?
Okay, but please don't tell my daddy, because it's a surprise.
Don't worry, your secret is safe with me. Maybe we can also add some glitter to make it sparkle.
That's perfect. Daddy loves shiny things.
Great. Let's gather all the materials and get started.
Question 8. One. A birthday cake. Two. A birthday card for her daddy. Three. A birthday present for her friend. Four. A birthday invitation. Question 9. One. Because she likes the color. Two. Because her daddy is special and she wants to surprise him. Three. Because she doesn't like any other type of paper. Four. Because her friend suggested it. Question 10. One. Tell her mommy. Two. Tell her friend. Three. Tell her sibling. Four. Tell her daddy.
Listening section part 2. Passage 1.
Providing outdoor play opportunities for preschool children is crucial for their overall development. Outdoor play provides numerous benefits for young children, helping them to develop physically, mentally, and socially. Firstly, outdoor play allows children to engage in physical activities such as running, jumping, and climbing, which are crucial for developing their gross motor skills and coordination. Secondly, outdoor play encourages imaginative and creative play. In an outdoor environment, children have the freedom to explore and interact with natural materials like sand, water, and rocks, stimulating their creativity and imagination. Furthermore, outdoor play promotes social interaction and communication among children. Children learn to negotiate, share, and work together during outdoor activities, building important social skills. Additionally, spending time outdoors can reduce stress and improve mood, contributing to better emotional well-being. These skills will be beneficial as they grow. Outdoor play not only promotes physical health but also nurtures creativity, imagination, and social skills. Moreover, outdoor play can enhance a child's connection to nature. By exploring different outdoor settings, children develop an appreciation for the environment and learn the importance of caring for it. This connection fosters a sense of responsibility and care for the natural world. Lastly, incorporating outdoor play into the daily routine can improve children's attention spans and readiness to learn. Studies have shown that children who spend time outside are more focused and better able to concentrate on tasks when they return to indoor activities. This makes outdoor play an essential component of a balanced early childhood education program.
Question 11. One. Outdoor play is only beneficial for physical health. 2. Outdoor play stimulates children's creativity and social skills. 3. Outdoor play is not necessary for children's development. 4. Outdoor play limits children's imagination and exploration. Question 12. 1. It helps them develop mentally and socially. 2. It only benefits their physical health. 3. It limits their creativity and imagination. 4. It's not necessary for their development. Question 13. 1. Reading and writing. 2. Watching television. 3. Running, jumping, and climbing. 4. Playing video games. Question 14. 1. By providing lots of rules and restrictions. 2. By giving them access to natural materials. 3. By keeping them indoors. 4. By limiting their activities to structured games. Question 15. 4. Because it makes them play alone. 2. Because it helps them work together. 3. Because it makes them quiet. 4. Because it makes them bored.
Passage 2.
We have some important updates regarding our attendance and communication procedures here at the preschool. Firstly, if your child will be absent from school for any reason, please remember to inform the office directly. While it's important to let your child's teacher know as well, informing the office ensures that we have a complete record of absences and can take appropriate action if needed. Additionally, if your family is planning a trip or vacation, please inform the office in advance. You can either call the office or message us. We've noticed that sometimes only the teachers are informed of absences or upcoming trips, leaving the office unaware. By communicating directly with the office, you help us better coordinate and maintain a safe environment for all our students. This also allows us to plan for any necessary adjustments in the classroom. We appreciate your cooperation in helping us keep our records accurate and up to date. Effective communication helps us provide the best care and education for your child. In addition to these updates, we are implementing a new system for parent-teacher conferences to enhance our communication and partnership in your child's education. Starting next month, we will be scheduling regular check-ins to discuss your child's progress, goals, and any concerns you may have. These meetings will provide valuable insights into your child's development and allow us to work together to support their learning journey effectively. Furthermore, we are introducing a digital platform where parents can access updates on school events, curriculum highlights, and important announcements. This platform will serve as a convenient way for you to stay informed and engaged in your child's preschool experience. We encourage you to explore this tool and reach out to us with any feedback or suggestions to improve our communication efforts.
Question 16. One. Inform the teacher. 2. Inform the office. 3. Inform both the teacher and the office. 4. Don't inform anyone. Question 17. One. So the teachers know. Two. So the office can keep a complete record. Three. Because it's required by law. Four. Because it's a fun thing to do. Question 18. One. After the trip is over. Two. On the day of the trip. Three. Before the trip. Four. It doesn't matter. Question 19. One. Email the teacher. Two. Tell another parent. Three. Call the office or send a message. Four. Post on social media. Question 20. One. There are new rules for dropping off and picking up children. Two. Inform the office about absences and trips. Three. The school will be closed next month. Four. Parents should not communicate with the office.